Hello and welcome to another broadcast. We call it Plain and Simple. In Genesis chapter 20 and verse number 1, we read Abraham journeyed toward the south. He got some serious trouble there. We're going to look at it in just a minute. Abraham was a mighty man of God. He is mentioned 231 times in the Bible and 69 times in the New Testament alone. We're all on a journey. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 20 and verse 1, Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. We're all on a journey. A journey is the act of going from one place to another. Now, if we're going to take a journey, we best have directions. We best know how to get there. A young man once asked me how to get to a certain place in Wisconsin. I said, you take this highway straight over here, you go west for an hour, you'll see a sign, go north, and you'll end up where you want to be. Well, he went there, but he missed the part that said north, ended up going south, and about an hour later, I got a call from him, and he said, do you have to go through Ohio in order to get to Wisconsin? No, he'd gone quite a piece out of his way because he missed the sign. Now, spiritually, we can do the same thing. If you look into the scriptures, you can get the directions that we need to get in order to go where we can be blessed and where God can use us. In this portion of scripture, it says Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. Now, you've probably heard the phrase, everything went south. It's used when something is going wrong and when failure happens. Well, everything went south when Abraham journeyed south. Life is just a bunch of decisions. They tell us that we make an average of 612 decisions a day. That's a lot of decisions. We have to make choices. However, with the choices comes consequences. A choice is an act of making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. You wake up in the morning, you've got two possibilities. You can stay in bed or you can get up. That's probably your first decision. But with the choices comes consequences, and the consequences are simply the end results of our decisions. And Abraham journeyed, the Bible says. He journeyed. Well, we're all on a journey. Abraham journeyed, Lot journeyed, Jacob, Israel, the people journeyed, it says. We read that about Paul, them that journeyed with him. We're all on a journey. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur. Now, not only did Abraham journey, but it says in verse 2, Abraham said. So a lot of life has to do with the direction we're going, and a lot of life has to do with what we say. The trip, he was going south. The talk, now that wasn't good. It says, and Abraham said of Sarah's wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said unto him, behold, thou art but a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. Well, Abraham said, she is my sister. The word said is in the Bible 4,002 times. Jesus said this, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Abraham is about to get into trouble, first because he's traveling in the wrong direction, and second because of what he had to say. Well, 24 years earlier, we read in Genesis chapter 12 that Abraham journeyed going on still toward the south. He had not learned anything in 24 years. We read in verse 13 of Genesis 12, he said to his wife, say thou art my sister. And in Genesis 20 and verse 2, Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said unto him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, she is a man's wife. The Lord did not preach some little sermon and throw in a one-liner and hoped that Abimelech got it. He said something, and he said it very plain. He said, "Behold, thou art but a dead man." God warned him, and his warning was clear. Oh, that we had more preaching like that today. Well, in verse 4 and 5, we read, "But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation?" And verse 5 said, Abimelech said, "He," that is Abraham, "said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she, even she," Sarah herself, said, "he is my brother. And in the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this." What a self-righteous, pious man Abimelech was. He said, "I did this in the integrity of my heart." What is integrity? Strong moral principles. "I did this in my integrity." He's basically saying, "I'm a good man. I just didn't know." Well, in verse 6, it says, "God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of your heart." I know all about the integrity of your heart. I know about your moral principles. I know, Abimelech, that you are a wicked womanizer. But God went on to say, "I also withheld thee from sinning against me, therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine." Again, God is being very clear about what's going to happen here if Abimelech doesn't shape up. Well, in verse 8, "Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears." Oh, what a great testimony. Oh, fellas, I want you to know that that man of God over there, that prophet, he lied. He's just a liar, and I want all you men to know it. And the Bible says that all the men were sore afraid because of what God had to say about this. And in verse 9, we read that Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, "What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offered thee that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that thou ought not to be done." Here's this wicked womanizer, this man with no principles at all. He is talking to this man of God, and he's saying, "You're doing things that ought not to be done." Well, herein lies Abraham's problem. He says in verse 11, "Abraham said, Because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. Because I thought." His human reasoning. Now, he had not learned much in the last 24 years. He'd already been through this once before. He should have learned from that. The Bible has much to say about our human reasoning. Matthew 16 and 8, Jesus said, "O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves?" You don't trust me? That's what he said. "O ye of little trust, why reason ye among yourselves?" You're not going to come up with a good answer. Again, Jesus said in Mark 2 and 8, "Why reason ye these things in your heart?" The Bible says in Isaiah 55 and 8, God said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways." The first time we have something mentioned in the Bible about thinking, it says the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Psalm 94:11 says, "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of men, that they are vanity." Proverbs 16 and 3, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." In Isaiah 65 and 2, "A rebellious people," God said, "they walk in a way that is not good after their own thoughts." Jeremiah 4 and 14, "How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge with thee?" God said. Micah 4 12, "But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel." Matthew 15 and 19, Jesus said, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts." Mark 7 and 21, "From within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts." And then in 1 Corinthians 3:20, he said, "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that even they are vain." And so we see Abraham's problem here. He said, "Well, I did this because I thought, I reasoned it out." Every time you see somebody reasoning in the scriptures and they're leaving God out of the reasoning, it turns out bad. Well, Abraham, you've learned nothing in 24 years. You have not learned to trust God in the circumstances. And in chapter 12, everything went south when Abraham went south. And everything's going south here when Abraham is going south. And he is lying about who his wife is. Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:11, now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. We have this story here so we can learn from it. Certainly we're among those people who are at the end of the world. Now what do we see here? Abraham's excuses. There's no repentance here. He just starts making excuses. When the prodigal son came to himself and he realized what he was doing and it was wrong, he said, I have sinned. He had no excuse. He just said, I have sinned. I'm no more worthy. And he's not saying, well, behold, I thought I ended up in the pig pen because I thought this and I thought that. He just repented. Now we read here in verses 10 that Abimelech said unto Abraham, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? Well, Abraham said, because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet, look at the excuse. She is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. Wait, how about just a plain old repentance of your sin, Abraham? That'd be a good idea. And then he goes on to say in verse 13, God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is a kindness which thou shalt show unto me, at every place whither we shall come, you need to say that I am your brother. Well, this is just plain stupid for one thing. But Abraham, here we are 24 years later after he had already done this once. And when he got in trouble back there in chapter 12, we read that Pharaoh called Abraham and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why sayest thou she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. He gets kicked out of the country because of his nonsense. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. What a disgusting testimony for this prophet of God. And it all happened because he thought. Well, back here in Genesis chapter 20, verse 14, we read, and Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleases thee. And unto Sarah, now this is Abimelech talking to Sarah, he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Abimelech is being sarcastic here. He said, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. He's not her brother. He is her husband. He said, now, thus she was reproved. Isn't that disgusting that this wicked man, this womanizer, this man with low morals is reproving Sarah and Abraham? Well, verse 17 says, so Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Abraham, Sarah's wife. Now, what happens in Genesis 26? The story's not over. Like father, like son. Genesis 26, and there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was there in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, into Gerar. And in verse 7 it says, and the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, she is my sister. For he feared to say, she is my wife, lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. Like father, like son. Abraham journeyed, everything went south because he chose to go south. He made choices, he suffered the consequences. He said, behold, I thought. He brought in his human reasoning, which always leads us in the wrong direction. And then we find his son doing exactly the same thing. These things are written for our admonition. Let us be warned.